Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Happy Sunday, Tampa Bay. We're with you for another week here on the Duncan Duo Real Estate Show to talk about the Tampa Bay real estate market. And excited today to have Mike Corrigan with Cross Country Mortgage and Wade with Two College Brothers Moving. We are going to be talking about moving when we aren't on air. Make sure you're following us on all of our socials. We're always giving away some cool stuff. Lightning tickets, concert tickets, hats, shirts, Chick-fil-A gift cards. I think recently we gave away some Amalie Arena gift shop gift cards. So make sure at the Duncan Duo, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat, we're on all of them at the Duncan Duo. And if you've ever bought or sold a home with my company, make sure you send us a message on one of our socials so we can add you to our private VIP page where we give away even more cool stuff to all of our VIP past clients that that have worked with us and refer business. So again, at the Duncan Duo. And Wade, I want to start. Two College Brothers is our new preferred moving company at the Duncan Duo, and we've been working with you guys and excited about it. And I just want to give you a minute to just kind of announce yourself, talk about your website, and then we're going to get into some funny moving stories after that. I'm sure he's got some fun ones, but I've got some interesting ones too, some things you can avoid, but also some tips for people that we'll get to in a minute. But just first, I wanted to let you give your contact information for people out there listening.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're all over social media as well, at Two College Brothers Moving on Instagram, twocollegebrothers.com. And you can always pick up the phone and call us too, and you'll speak to a real person that works for our company, and we'll be happy to get you set up with anything. I don't know if you want the phone numbers out on the
air. Yeah, fire them away. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
813-922-1528. Awesome. And we're excited to be moving all of Tampa Bay. We also have another location in Gainesville, Florida. Awesome. So we cover most of North Central Florida and Southwest Florida and do everything from local moves to out-of-state moves all over the country.
Awesome, awesome. You know, it's funny because, you know, I'm at that age where I still have friends that are, they decide to DIY their moves.
For sure.
So they call up their buddies and they say, hey, I got some beer and pizza. You know, can you come over and help me move? Or, hey, I rented a truck or I have a truck and I need some stuff moved. And it's funny because I'm too old for that. Like, I can't be lifting couches up into trucks anymore. Like, I don't have that energy. Like, I got stuff to do. And not just that, but it's like, we're not as good at it as the pros. Like, you guys right. have equipment and ways to move stuff and ways to take things apart. And we're, you know, it's funny because I think no matter what you do, time on task allows you to do something better than
yes.
someone who doesn't do it very much, right? Good example is I was, you know, I have a car collection. I think a lot of people know I'm a car junkie. And I was out at a shop that's working on one of my cars. And I was there just kind of getting an update on the car and then assisting with something that I wanted to do to the car. And I was trying so hard to get some, and I was trying to work on something related to the car the hard way. And they figured it out the easy way. And they did it, what took me 2 hours and was unsuccessful, they did it in 10 minutes. And I think moving's the same way, right? I mean, you guys know how sometimes something is way easier to take apart than we realize. Sometimes something is way easier to move in two or three pieces or with, you know, a dolly or all kinds of different things. And we sometimes fail to realize how much time we save by hiring a professional.
Yeah, I think it's I think there's a law called like Parkinson's law that says that everything expands to the amount of time that you allow it. So
right.
if you're moving and you know say you're closing on your house that you just sold somebody in 2 weeks, it's going to take you 2 full weeks to move, whereas
right.
our guys can come in and knock it out in a day, you
yeah.
know, depending on the size of everything, just because that's what we're there to do. We're focused,
right.
we get it done, we got the equipment and everything to get it
well,
done.
Well, and it's time on task, right? The more you do something, the better you get at it. For example, if I were to say, Mike, I'm going to go over and process a mortgage for you guys this week. Okay. I wouldn't get it done in a week. It'd
yes.
take me way longer than
we
that.
Wouldn't let you in.
But, yeah, but you got a processor that can do that like snap, you know, it's just like anything else. But
yes.
the reality is with moving, you know, there's a schedule, there's all kinds of things that have to be done. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times I'm dealing with clients that pulled a muscle in their back, and then they're paying medical bills, or it took them too long, or now they had to ask for a closing extension because of this or because of that, or their U-Haul breaks down. And, you know, so there's so many things that can go wrong in that process. And look, the real estate transaction today is already kind of emotionally turbulent with how fast-paced and how bidding wars and everything that's going on. You know, to add an extra thing and do a DIY move on top of all that, to me, is just a bad idea. Unless, again, unless you're talking about moving a really small place, a really small amount of furniture, or, you know, you have four kids that are 6'5", 250 weightlifters, you know, it's probably not a good idea. So, Wade, what would you say, what do you think some common mistakes people make when they try and make the move themselves? Would you say it's an underestimation on how much time and energy it's going to take?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I tell everybody over the age of 30, if you want to keep your friends, hire a moving company.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd much rather move 1,000 people a year than to just move myself, because
right.
It's so, having to go through all of your items, or, you know, get organized, get rid of things, that piece in itself is really, you know, emotionally taxing, is having to go through things that you have memories tied to and stuff like that, decide what you're going to bring to the new place. And, you know, a lot of times it's just easier to hire somebody to come in and do all the packing and then just get it all done in 1 or 2 days. And
emotional perspective, it is definitely easier. Here's another point that I think people miss on moving, you know, during the real estate transaction, not just the smoothness, but the extra steps you have to take. I mean, look, it's no secret that because of COVID, we had a shortage of car rentals. The same thing happened with vans and U-Hauls and all these things. Mm. Sometimes it's hard to find one. You know, I remember, you know, Daniel, my marketing guy, I bought a piece of memorabilia from California. It was a toolbox. Okay. Make a long story short, it had to be driven from California to here. It took me like 4 or 5 places to find a van that I could rent, that he could drive to bring it here. And again, you have these seasonal things where you may have a hard time finding a rental for a U-Haul or a moving truck or the equipment that you need that they own. You know, the moving company owns. They have it already. They don't have to hunt that down.
Well, and I remember U-Haul wasn't even allowing for one-way rentals to Florida anymore because so many people were moving here. So what was happening was all the U-Haul trucks were ending up in Florida.
Right.
And they couldn't get them back to where they need them the rest of the country. So you're absolutely right. It becomes a shortage, supply chain, everything else that's always going on through. One of the things that I always hear people say is they'd rather do it themselves because they're afraid of things getting broken, or they won't take as good of care with things, and they end up breaking their own stuff.
And guess
because
what?
They don't have the tools.
What happens? Like, so Wade knows this, right? In the moving game, stuff's gonna break sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a human element. It's just like construction being done on a house. Sometimes it's not gonna be perfect. Sometimes they're gonna miss something. Sometimes they're gonna put a hole in the wall. Like, it happens, right? If you do it, you don't have any way of getting it fixed.
Right.
If two college brothers does it, they're going to make it right. You know, they're going to figure out and say, okay, well, now we've got to, you know, fix this or buy this or repair this. And, you know, if you break it yourself, you're SOL, you know, you're not getting anything taken care of. But if they do it, then there's a remedy. There's a responsibility chain, you know. But the other thing that I think is interesting too, though, is when you are preparing to move, okay, like, be conscientious. Okay. Like, I've seen people move like really bad, broken up, beat up furniture that is on its last leg, that's barely screwed together. Screws are popping out of it, and a screw pops out and breaks, and they went to the movie. You know, you had a broken piece of furniture already.
Like, right, yes.
You know, so it's like taking inventory of your stuff and say, is this staple enough to be moved, or should I throw it away?
Mm.
If you were going to throw it away, don't blame the moving company when something breaks. It was already broken. It was already a piece of junk. You know, you needed to get rid of it or sell to an antique shop or do something else with it instead of being upset that the moving company did this or did that. And, you know, I think, again, you know, the human element coming into play, the whole packing of the truck, I worked at FedEx in college, and they taught you how to pack the storage containers, right? And man, I got to tell you, I learned so much working that job about how to pack and use boxes and position them and weight at the box, all these types of things, right? The movers know, because it's what they do every day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But the average person doesn't. And they're going to put like something heavy at the top or in the middle or weird shaped box. It's not going to be packed right. And then as soon as the vehicle takes off, it all comes tumbling down and everything breaks, you know?
Right. We know how to build tiers inside of the trucks, and we know we actually have a list and a part of our processes and procedures of like, this is what goes first. So you can always just go to the list, know that, you know, we're going to bring in dressers before we start bringing in couches or beds. And that way we have a formula basically that our movers are trained on in order to make sure that the stuff gets packed efficiently and that everybody's on the same page and knows what to bring out to the truck first.
That's awesome. And so what would you say? I know right now we have a super hot real estate market where stuff is moving fast. What's the quickest you think you can get to moving somebody? Let's say somebody puts a house under contract and it's closing really fast. I mean, what's the quickest that you can get to? You know, what's your advice for someone that has to move really fast because of the way the transaction has to happen?
Sure. I would say, you know, as soon as you know you're going to put your house on the market is to start getting quotes. Summertime especially. That's the busiest time of the year for moving companies. Basically from Memorial Day to Labor Day is considered moving season. And I know we do probably 60 to 70% of our business just in that time period.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
Yeah, and other moving companies do the same thing. And fortunately, you mentioned earlier the truck shortage, and the same goes for new trucks for moving companies.
Finding new trucks.
I mean, we bought 6 new trucks last summer that have tripled in price this summer, which I think ultimately will be a good thing because it's going to raise the barrier to entry for the industry. You're not going to have the Craigslist guys popping up, the rogue movers popping up as much. But in the short time, you know, there is more of a delay. I mean, we're booking up. I mean, I think we're already booked up for the end of June right now. We're getting close to it at least.
So if someone needs to do something fast, sooner the better to let you know in the process.
Definitely.
Hey, look, I need to move.
And then if you can move during the week too, the weekends, everybody always wants to move during the week or during the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then at the end of the month is always a busier time.
It's so funny. We talk about the same thing in our business because, you know, real estate agents, they want to get the close again before the end of the month, right? Because a lot of times their incentives or their bonuses. And then, you know, everyone's pushing to close on Friday. Like at our company, we strongly advise against the agents when they're negotiating contracts, explain it to their clients. They don't want to close on a Friday. They just don't. You want to close like early in the week. And you want to close not the last couple days of the month.
Yep.
Like we literally like push so hard against that because the transactions end up being a nightmare because the title companies, the mortgage companies, and the moving companies, everyone's swamped, right?
Yeah.
So close on Monday, close on Tuesday, close early in the month, close in the middle of the month. If you're going to close late in the month, don't do it on the last day. Do it a couple days before. And look, sometimes things happen to where the real estate transaction has to close at a time that you don't want it to. Because they're of a delay or there's an addendum or an appraisal or inspection issue. But the reality is just like for you in our business, we don't want the closings on the last day of the month. When we can control it, we want to advise the people, hey, look, pick this day for your closing date. Here's why. A lot of inexperienced real estate agents make the mistake of saying, oh, we'll close on Friday so you can move over the weekend. And then everybody else is closing on Friday. And guess what? The title company misses stuff. There's a delay. The wire doesn't show up. And then people are in limbo and homeless for the weekend and got to stay in a hotel all because they picked Friday as a closing date. So I tell people all the time, don't pick Friday as a closing date. So if you're a consumer out there and you're not working with my company to buy or sell real estate, shame on you. but regardless, talk to your real estate agent and tell them not to close your deal on Friday or at the end of the month because it is going to make it way more complicated. More things are going to get missed. It's going to be more stressful. And it's going to cause more risk for you. So, well, anyway, you're listening to the Dunkin' Duo Real Estate Show. We're going to be back continuing our conversation about the Tampa Bay real estate market after a quick break here on WFLA News. So we're back here on the Dunkin' Duo Real Estate Show here on WFLA News. I'm Andrew Duncan. Got Mike Corrigan talking real estate stats right now. So, Mike, a lot of people are afraid of a, you know, market shift or a downturn or something we saw over a decade ago.
Right.
Now that we've got inflation and some recession concerns, so far what we have seen and what we expect is just a little bit of softening. I don't think we're going to continue to see drastic appreciation, but maybe a slight slowing of the appreciation rates, maybe a little bit more inventory. Even if we saw a 10% or 15% increase in the number of homes available, we'd go from 1.8 months to 2.2 months of inventory.
It'd be a positive thing.
Yeah. Regardless, it's still going to be a seller's market for a long, long time here. But we are starting to see some things stabilize a little bit. Some of the massive appreciation growth slowing a little bit. More homes getting price reductions. More homes coming on the market. More people saying, okay, I'm ready to sell. But I want people to understand something. More homes coming on the market in order to have an impact on the real estate market, so many homes have to come up.
Right.
I mean, we would have to see a 500% increase, not a 10% increase, a 500% increase to take us from a seller's market to just a normal market, okay? So the reality is we're not going to see a 500% increase in the number of homes available for sale anytime in the next several years. It's going to take a long time, but we are going to see more homes for sale. Those homes coming for sale isn't necessarily because people's fear of the market or the market in general. It's people's fear softening that they can go find something else to buy.
Correct.
Those sellers have been keeping their home off the market because there's so little inventory that as inventory creeps up, more people will say, okay, now there's enough homes for sale out there. Now I can jump in the market, sell my home and be able to find another one versus selling my home and being stuck. So it isn't necessarily an indicator that there's some sort of drastic changes happening in the market. It's just more of a stabilization.
Yeah, and we've come on the show for the past couple of years talking about the lack of inventory and how that was holding back the industry and the market and everything else. And so getting more inventory onto the market is actually a very, very positive thing. And seeing a little bit of a softening, it's kind of like, you know, comparing it to, you know, we might have been going 90 miles an hour on the highway and now we're only going 75. We're still moving forward at a rapid pace and there's still going to be appreciation and everything else. It's just not quite as fast. So
right.
Don't listen to everything you hear on the media and social media and all this other stuff about the markets turning and crashes and everything else. It's just not going to happen. And to your point, we would need so much more inventory to come before the shift in the market would swing to a buyer's market versus a seller's market. It's still very, very healthy. And there's no end in sight as far as a crash or any sort of big downturn.
Yeah. And again, I think it goes back to one really important thing that is going to keep our real estate market healthy. Homes appreciating and still low inventory. And guess what that thing is? No matter what happens in the economy, no matter what happens with inflation, we still got sunshine and rainbows in Florida.
Yes.
We still have massive amounts of people that want to live here, that want to avoid state income tax, that want to avoid COVID lockdowns or monkeypox lockdowns or whatever's coming next, that know that our state has made it clear that we're not going that path, no matter what, you know, no matter what pandemic comes next. We're not getting locked down. And so there are people that want to live here, have a second home here, vacation here. And on top of all of that, and we've talked about this a lot, but winning sports teams. Look, winning sports teams make people proud to live in an area. It makes people want to be there. It makes them, you know, confident about the local economy, all the tourism that's come into the area. I mean, look, we got our Lightning in the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, we have our, you know, our Bucks that are, you know, perennial, you know, just an incredible winning team organization and team. And so winning sports teams also drive, you know, excitement for an area. And so, you know, you just have all these things happening that's moving people here that no matter what happens nationally with the economy, Tampa is going to still continue to do incredibly well. It's going to outpace the rest of the country. And the stats have shown that.
Yes.
Know, Forbes, MSNBC, NAR, Inman, so many news articles have come out in the last few months predicting the number one real estate market in the country, and it's going to be a back-to-back championship for Tampa again because they're saying we're going to have the number one appreciation in the country, and we had it last year. So, again, you just have too many things pointing in the right direction. Real estate is local. Now, does that mean real estate throughout the rest of the country is going to be sunshine and rainbows in the next year? Maybe not. There are going to be parts of the country that are going to struggle. There are going to be areas that are losing population or losing development that are going to struggle. But it's just not coming to Tampa Bay. Our real estate market has too many things, but it is stabilizing. We're going to see more homes for sale. We're going to see prices not.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Still appreciate, but not appreciate at maybe 35%. Maybe it's 28%. But you know what? It's still pretty enormous appreciation.
And believe it or not, that's actually a good thing for us in the long run for the market. You can't go at, you know, it's kind of like redlining your car. You can't, eventually it'll burn out, right? Yeah. You can't do it that long. So having it come back in a little bit, but still moving forward is certainly healthy. And you're right. Tampa Bay just checks off virtually every single box that's out there.
Yeah.
Is going to be there, and people are going to keep moving here. It's why we live here. And you know, we see people coming every single day. I'm sure you're moving people in, you know, every single day.
Oh yeah.
You know, and I'm going to talk about, after the break, I'm going to talk about our luxury market and how it kind of impacts what's going on there, because I'm seeing some incredible things in our luxury market right now that I think are going to continue as well. We're going to talk about that after a quick break here on the Duncan Duo. So we're back here on the Duncan Duo Show talking about the Tampa Bay real estate market, and I want to talk about the luxury real estate market next. We were talking about this before the break. We were talking about what's happening with the real estate market. We talked to Wade from Two College Brothers about moving in our first segment. So if you missed that, had some DIY moving tips. Basically, don't DIY. But I want to talk about the luxury real estate market, because what's interesting is all these things that are happening in Tampa are driving people here. We've got, you know, no state income tax. But some things I've done in my business to capitalize and grow the amount of luxury business we do have been paying off. And, you know, my company, for example, is already sold and pended 30x the sales volume for homes above $1 million compared to just last year.
Wow.
So we are doing a dramatic shift. We're seeing a dramatic shift in the market where we are seeing more and more, you know, luxury clients come into my business. But I also think we're seeing more and more people looking for seven-figure homes in Tampa Bay from other parts of the area. So much of our marketing is being tweaked to find and attract these high-end buyers from all over the country. You know, we just had a listing for $2 million get bid up over 10% above the asking price. Every single buyer that was interested in the property that made an offer on it, and they were all cash situations, were not local. They were all outside the area, okay? So more people are looking at seven-figure real estate, which is in essence going to drive our average sale price up. Simply because we're going to see more of those seven-figure sales. But you just have a lot of people now moving here to avoid state income tax, to open locations here because of our population growth, but also because they believe, different than Elon Musk, they believe you can operate remotely. Elon don't think so. Elon says, everybody come back to the office or you're fired. There are plenty of entrepreneurs that believe they can operate their companies remotely from anywhere. They may keep their workers in the office, but they believe they can work remotely.
Well, listen, isn't Tesla going to put a plant in St. Pete anyway?
They are, yeah.
If you work for Tesla, come on.
Yeah, we'll bring it. We love Elon. But the reality is that more and more high net worth people are moving to Florida, and we're seeing more and more $3-5 million transactions, $3-5 million buyers calling us, raising their hand, saying, you know, hey, I see you guys' online presence. I see your social media stuff. I want to work with you guys and I want to buy. I'm moving from Wisconsin or Chicago or California. And we've talked about this before. I've seen more people moving to Tampa Bay from California than at any point in my entire 15-year real estate career. It's remarkable the number of people we're seeing moving here from California. Now, look, we've always had California moves because our base, you know, so we would get PCS people from, you know, from other military installations in California, you know, on the regular. But now we're seeing non-military moves, you know, people moving here, and you drive around, you see California plates. We're just getting this massive influx of wealth into our area that is going to, you know, that I think is not necessarily going to have as much of an impact on median home prices. But when you look at our average home prices, when you have a $4-6 million transaction on the regular, those are just pulling those averages up. That those $400,000 houses didn't really go up to 450. Maybe they only went up to 415. But it feels like, you know, that they're more expensive than they are, but they're maybe not growing at the same pace as some of the luxury market is. So again, the luxury market and the increase in the number of transactions in the luxury market is swinging the pendulum up. You know, and bringing more people here And I think, you know, from a mortgage perspective, Mike, a lot of these people are buying cash.
Yes.
That doesn't mean there isn't financing available out there for people that are buying high-end real estate. It's just a matter of whether or not their cash is worth it and what the products are. You know, I've seen some people buy cash and then do refinances.
Right.
So there are options out there for people looking at multi-million dollar real estate and wanting to finance.
Yeah, there's plenty of jumbo options, and there's more coming onto the marketplace. It's really opened up as more deals tend to now be at the higher end, like you were saying, getting into that jumbo territory, which is over a loan amount of $647,000. So you are seeing a lot out there. You're right, though. A lot of people are going cash. And a lot of times what we're seeing people do is they'll put a large amount of money down, but they still are taking a mortgage, whether it's they keep it in under the conventional limit, or if they're buying a $3 million house, maybe they'll take $1 million mortgage or whatnot, sort of to, you know, because in their best interest or their best idea, it's going to help kind of hedge the risk of the interest rates versus paying the cash and whatnot. So there's all sorts of different options that we have available out there for you. So we always recommend just call and we can work through as many different options as you want, and then you get to choose what's best for you.
Yeah, and I think, again, you know, kind of going back to the financing side of things, sometimes it's problematic, especially when you're seeing, like, I think we have one buy side transaction that went $800,000 above asking price. I mean, you know, in those situations, those people have to
be cash. Yeah,
they got to use their cash. I mean, it's just the reality of it, and so. One thing that I think a lot of people don't do that we've really started doing a better job at, finding off-market stuff. So in the luxury space, a lot of people don't want to go through the traditional process and hassle sell their home. So we get sellers that reach out to us and say, hey, you know, I'm going to sell my home, but I don't want to list it. So bring me a buyer. You know, we have a log of those people. So if you're a buyer that is looking for stuff and not finding what's on the market, we can find stuff that's off the market. I mean, we're not afraid to door knock. We're not, you know, so again, the reality is if you're looking for something and not finding it, it may be selling. You just may not ever be getting told about it or known about it because a select few brokers kind of control some of those off-market opportunities. And, you know, we have access to tapping into that. So that's something that we're doing is, you know, we're getting creative for luxury clients and finding ways to find inventory for people that want something that, you know, isn't out there on the market.
Right.
And the reality is everything's for sale. It's
right
just a matter
price.
Of the price.
Right.
You know,
sure.
So if you have the kind of money that anyone can, that can buy whatever, anything's for sale. It's just a matter of at what price and term that person is willing to transact. So if you can't find what you're looking for, drive around, find it, and then let us go see if we can make a deal happen, you know, and that's the reality of a really hot real estate market, especially in the high end, is that you're seeing these things, these creative ways to get deals done happen. So talking about financing for entrepreneurs and, you know, high net worth people, it's an extra step that people have to go through because of all the financial reviews, the documentation, the looking at bank statements, the verifying income and assets. I think that someone who hasn't done a mortgage on a property in a while that's buying a higher end piece of property that they can finance, okay, because, look, we know a lot of them they can't. They have to jump through a lot of hoops today because of how complex their finances are. Gone are the days where they can just say, I'm worth $10 million, here's my bank statement, and here's my credit, leave me alone. They've got to verify, validate, and go through a lot of steps.
Yeah, you have to provide, you know, the documentation that's there. And to your point, we do get a lot of people, and just because you have multi-millions of dollars doesn't mean you necessarily qualify for a loan. You very well may, but we need to make sure we get all the documentation you'd be able to provide it. You can't, like you said, say, hey, I'm worth $10 million, here you go, I got good credit, you'll get me in there. You're going to have to be able to do it there. Now, a lot of times people send us, they have a CPA or somebody that they work with, accountant or an assistant or somebody else that can send all that stuff to us. But, you know, you can't just take a screenshot of your bank account with $5 million,
right,
send me a text and be like,
say,
okay,
hey, give me money.
Right. Yeah. And it's going to be there. You're going to have to provide all the documentation and the full statements and everything else. But yes, it can get done. But yeah, you should anticipate an extra step or two, especially if you own multiple businesses or multiple streams of income that we need to use to qualify.
And I've told people, you know, I've had friends and you know, clients that have gone through the process of getting a mortgage on a seven-figure property and get really frustrated. And, you know, I think, you know, it's almost like, well, they don't trust me. They don't think I have enough money, and their ego gets in the way. And look, it's no secret. Sometimes wealthy people have an ego.
Right.
Okay. So the point is that, you know, get your bookkeeper involved, get your CPA involved, get your documents in order. And if you don't like the constant questioning from the loan officer, find someone else in your portfolio companies, find your assistant, your bookkeeper, your accountant, and have them be allocated as Absolutely. A point of contact so that you don't have to keep dealing with the stuff because that's not what you're good at. You're not good at those things. You know, someone else is good at those, at checking off the boxes. You're good at growing things. They're good at crossing T's and dotting I's, so let them be the point person for, you know, all of those steps. One other thing about, you know, luxury real estate that I think is, you know, a little bit different right now is teardowns. You're seeing a lot of land, you know, a lot of new construction in the high end, and a lot of teardowns, you know, homes on Davis Island, Harbor Yes. Island that are old, you know. You're just seeing a lot of tear down and spec type, you know, building. If you're thinking about building a custom home, one thing I want to caution you on right now, and I went through this. I didn't go through this like, you know, recently. This is 3 years ago, but you know, technically about 5 years ago when it started. But having gone through, you know, a build on a waterfront, you know, large, you know, custom home, I can only imagine how much worse it is for materials, costs. Trying to nail your builder to a price for something that's going to be 2 years down the line is pretty much impossible right now. Basically expect that whatever builder you're going to hire, if you want to build a custom home, whatever they tell you in terms of how long it's going to take, double it. And then secondly, whatever they tell you on price, add 50% on top of it. Because and a lot of builders are not even committing to price. They're saying whatever our price is, we're going to pass it on to you plus 20%,
right?
Or plus 20%, whatever it is, our margin. We're just going to show, like, we're not going to tell you what something's going to cost because we got no idea right now what stuff is going to cost. We got no idea how long it's going to take. So we're going to pass that all on to you. So if you are thinking about building a custom home and moving into it, just be conscientious about the timelines, the cost variables, expect that whatever they tell you for a completion date is not going to be hit. I can't remember the last time we represented a client that built a large custom home and it was done on time.
Right.
I don't think it's ever happened.
Yeah.
I really don't think we've had a client that's built a large custom home and ever had it complete on time. So again, same thing. That date that they tell you, that's a goal. Okay, don't put that thing in stone. That is a goal. That is a hope. It's a dream in some instances, okay? But construction delays today are just rampant, and the custom home builders are using a lot of subcontractors. Sometimes they have employees, but sometimes they're using subs, and those same subs are getting money thrown at them by the big publicly traded builders to pay them more, and the custom home builders are having a hard time keeping people employed and keeping people on jobs. So just know that it's going to take a while, you know, and that's just the reality of it. So anyway, we're going to continue talking about the Tampa Bay real estate market after a quick break here on the Duncan Duo. So back here on the Duncan Duo Show, wrapping up our last segment, Mike with Cross Country Mortgage, Wade with Two College Brothers Moving, and I'm Andrew with the Duncan Duo. And so I want to talk about hurricane season. Look, it's upon us. It has started. It is time to bind your insurance early,
yes.
As early as you can. It's time to get your flood insurance before the big storms come if you don't have it. It's time to, you know, if you're a real estate agent, or you're a home buyer or seller this summer, lock down your insurance early, because if you wait and a storm gets out in the ocean, you're done until it passes through. That's just the reality. So you got to be very proactive this time of year when it comes to real estate closings. You also have to understand that insurance carriers are going to delay closing sometimes, as are mortgage lenders.
Yes.
They're going to delay closing sometimes when there are storms because they don't want to insure you or loan to you and then find out 3 days later that your house has been taken out by, you know, hurricane,
right,
whatever the next name is. So, Mike, hurricanes are, you know, hurricane season, you just get real estate closing delays all over the place.
Yeah, and you got to be prepared for it. That could happen. If you're hearing about a storm could be coming and that sort of thing, you really want to pay attention. Be prepared that it may get delayed, especially once they become named storms. It comes in a lot of times. Insurance companies first will stop binding insurance, which will stop you from getting financing. But there's times if a storm gets big enough, even mortgage companies are going to hold all fundings of loans until the storm passes to see whether or not an area, you know, is there a lot of damage? Do we need to do a reinspection to make sure the collateral, the property is still there, standing, it didn't get damaged? And sometimes reinspections have to happen. And you know, there's a frenzy and there are some delays. So it's just that time of year where sometimes these things are going to happen. So just be prepared for it. I know it's an extra little nuance with everything else going on, but have it in the back of your mind if there is a storm coming, that there may be some delays that are outside of anybody's control.
And if you need insurance, if you want insurance, weinsurethebay.com. Get your flood insurance before it's too late. If you don't have it already, if you're making insurance changes, do them earlier. A lot of carriers, unfortunately, are leaving the state prior to hurricane season and currently in hurricane season because of, you know, bad decisions in insurance companies and insurance businesses. So you've got, you know, a lot of people out there are going to have to change carriers. They're getting cancellation notices. So weinsurethebay.com. Caitlin will make sure to shop you around and find the best insurance for you. Again, weinsurethebay.com. Moving during this time of year, right? Could you imagine, you know what, here comes a storm. In the rain, I'm moving myself. Put a tarp over me. That's another, to me, that's like another piece of evidence of why you don't want to move yourself. Imagine trying to move during that kind of weather.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge, but we've got the equipment to keep things dry. And one thing we actually offer, even if you're not necessarily moving, is we have storage that's in a really highly rated storm, you know, warehouse, all concrete block. It's off the ground. So we store kayaks, we store patio furniture. There's a lot of outdoor stuff that people want to bring in when they're preparing for a storm. So because closings and things like that are delayed, sometimes we have some open availability leading up to a storm as it starts to roll in. So that's another service that we offer as well.
Yeah, and I think, again, you know, moving during moving, closing, target dates, changes in dates, all those things are a lot easier to navigate as a company that deploys a lot of labor versus one person that's trying to have their buddies show up and help them when their buddies are trying to put plywood on their own house, you know, or whatever, you know, they're trying to duct tape the windows or, you know, like, look, you know what everybody does. They're duct taping their windows and they're nailing up the plywood on their windows and, you know, they're doing it. They're sealing up everything. And we know that if the big storm comes through, now that's going to help. The duct tape is not helping at all. Like the plywood is going to blow through, you know, like, but that's what people do. So your buddies ain't going to want to help you move during a storm. That's why you need a pro.
Yeah. And if there is inclement weather, I mean, we all know that every day around 4 to 6 PM, we get a big thunderstorm in the summertime. We put down floor protection, mattresses are protected in mattress bags. So, you know, that's something that we're real quick in and out to do. Whereas if you're moving yourself, you may not have the capabilities or just the know-how to protect your carpets and your floors and everything else when you are moving. And then of course there's always running the risk of going up and down ramps when it's slippery or if there's inclement weather coming in. So we have floor runners for that too, and we make sure we get it done.
So let the moving company guy slip and fall and get hurt. Don't you?
we have workers' comp. We don't want to use it. We don't want to use but it. But we at least have the workers' comp.
The amount of rain that comes down in some of our summer storms so quickly, right, that it's going to be there. You're right. If you don't get it protected quickly, I mean, you could lose stuff quickly, and you'd rather have the professionals than be caught out there when it comes
to And I'm just going to be honest. It rains more on the weekend than during the week. I don't care what anybody says. Right. I don't care what anybody says. Like, it rains more on the weekend. Don't move on the weekend. It's going to rain more.
And at the end
Monday
of the month.
And Tuesday, when you got to be in the office, it's going to be sunshine and rainbows. And then on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, when you're ready to go out and enjoy the weekend, you know, same thing. I posted this on my Facebook this week. You know how I know it's going to rain the next day? Because I wash my car.
Yeah. Right.
It's going to rain the next day. If I wash my car, it's raining the next day. Like, it's just clockwork, you know? So, anyway, you've been listening to the Duncan Duo Real Estate Show. When we aren't on air, make sure to follow us on all of our socials. We are at the Duncan Duo, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat. And TikTok, always putting out cool real estate content. So make sure to follow us for your real estate updates. And we'll be back next Sunday at 10, continuing our conversation. Have an awesome rest of your Sunday, and let's root for a Bolts victory today.
Go Bolts.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.